The following copyrighted recording is a preview of an audio term from our Lean training system. It is available only at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute it without permission. Hello, my name is Jeff Hajek, and you are listening to Velaction Continuous Improvement's presentation on PokeYoke. Let's start with an overview on what a PokeYoke is. A good definition of PokeYoke is simply mistake-proofing. The term PokeYoke is of Japanese origin and is one of the handful of the more commonly used Japanese terms that have become mainstream in lean circles. PokeYokes keep processes from producing errors. Preventing errors obviously improves quality, but it also plays a major role in improving productivity. With no rework and easier production, cycle times and lead times both become much shorter. And, of course, faster production with fewer defects means lower costs. While the term PokeYoke originated on the shop floor, it is equally relevant in office, healthcare, and service settings. Another similar term, Bakayoke, meaning foolproofing or idiotproofing, has fallen into minimal use, likely for reasons of political correctness. The usage of the term PokeYoke is varied. It can be used as a noun, as an adjective, as in a PokeYoke device, or as a verb, as in, John, can you please PokeYoke that fixture? The most common pronunciation of the term is PokeYoke, with a long O and a silent E in yoke. It is also, though, on occasion, Englishified to PokeYoke or PokeYoke. Let's move on now to a more detailed discussion about PokeYokes. Mistake-proofing or PokeYoke devices surround people, preventing costly problems in their everyday lives. For example, car keys are one of the most widely used PokeYoke devices. They can be inserted with either side up. Overflow drains on a sink, the holes high up on the side, are examples of PokeYoke devices. They prevent making a mess when filling the basin up with water. Most computer manufacturers PokeYoke their cables so the plugs only fit in one direction. This prevents damage to the system. Printers stop printing when the paper is out. This keeps them from wasting ink and spreading it all over the internal mechanisms of the machine. A sensor and a gas nozzle knows when your tank is full. This is a PokeYoke that prevents dangerous messes by shutting off the pump. The ice maker in your freezer shuts off when the bucket is full. Your washing machine ends the spin cycle when it is out of balance. Sliding car doors will not open when the car is in gear. And finally, plugs can only be inserted into outlets in one direction. This list could go on and on and on. As you can see, if you use the loose mistake-proofing definition, PokeYoke devices are everywhere. The defining aspect of a PokeYoke device that is exhibited in all of these examples is that it must make it physically impossible to make a mistake. There are also quite a few PokeYoke examples in your workplace. In many cases, the mistake-proofing device is intuitive and people don't even recognize them as PokeYokes. Most companies can find numerous off-the-shelf examples, even if they do not consciously focus on designing them into their processes. While a PokeYoke is often a physical device, such as a fixture that only accepts parts one way, processes and parts can also be designed to have a built-in PokeYoke. PokeYoke in parts design. This is primarily in manufacturing. Hydraulic hoses and wiring harnesses can have different sized connectors. Hoses and wires can also be cut to lengths that make it impossible to install incorrectly. A license to this full audio program is available at www.velaction.com. That's VELACTION.com. Please do not copy, share, or distribute this recording without permission. Thanks for listening, and as always, best wishes on your lean journey.